One of them is one of the most respected broadcasters our great nation has ever produced.
Thousands of fans await the arrival of their hero.
Cool.
So many people were Googling his name, the site thought it was under a cyber attack.
Calm, under pressure.
Beloved by millions.
I have been a fan since I was 15.
Women want him.
That's because he's hot. He's a hot man.
And men want to be him.
I've spoken with him, and I think that he really wants to do a great job.
The other is Glenn Ong.
It's Glenn and the Flying Dutchman.
Good times, greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.
Good morning, Singapore. Good morning, Andre. Good morning, Sean.
Morning.
Good morning, FD.
Morning, bro.
This is a glorious morning. Any morning I wake up to with a result like what I heard Arnold mention just now, Man City losing to Lyon, is a glorious morning.
It's a glorious morning for a lot of people in Singapore with that result, I'll tell you.
And of course, we beat Young Boys by 3 goals.
Which was a good result for you guys as well.
I mean, it's just Young Boys.
Still, a win is a win, and that's a good result. It's good for confidence building, so yeah.
But great game for Paul Pogba. 2 goals from him and 1 from Anthony Martial.
Nice.
It's always nice to see Martial score.
Yeah, yeah. Nice stuff. Yeah. Nice stuff. Good stuff.
Okay.
Okay, so don't forget, later in the morning, our countdown continues. 913 songs. I still can't get over it. The fact that we're counting down that many songs.
The Courts, 1FM 91.3, top 913 greatest hits of all time, presented by Courts. We will continue with song number 811, because Divian ended it yesterday with song 812.
All righty.
Okay.
All right.
All right, let's kick things off right now with Debbie Gibson. This is Shake Your Love on 1FM 91.3. Good morning.
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman.
Good times.
Greatest hits.
1FM
91.3.
If you smile at people, they will almost always smile back.
If it's a woman, it depends on how you smile. Sometimes you smile at her, she slaps you, you know.
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman.
Good times.
Greatest hits.
1FM
91.3. 1FM 91.3. It's Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Good times. Greatest hits.
Good times and greatest hits and some scary news. Can you imagine sharing your thoughts without ever saying a word, Glenn?
That is scary.
That is very scary, isn't it? Well, let me share a little bit more about this with you. It's a New York company. They have developed a brainwave reading technology that they say will be mainstream by 2020. That's less than 2 years from now. Okay? Basically, what happens is the technology can generate text by picking up signals from your brain.
Okay.
This is science fiction movie coming true. And it's all done through a wristband that you wear, right? Central Labs have done away with wires, and the device is called an electromyograph armband. It monitors hand muscles, basically, and from there it reads brainwaves.
Okay?
This means that you can type without touching a keyboard. You can create text by just thinking of the words. And it'll create text for you and send it. All you just thinking. Now, I don't know about you, but I've met some ladies recently that is not a band I want to carry, because the texts that go out, they're all wrong.
Surely you can control your thoughts. Come on, FD.
I'm 62. Why would I want to control anything?
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman.
Good times.
Greatest hits.
1FM
91.3.
Da, 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 da. 1FM 91.3. It's Glenn the Flying Dutchman.
Let's check in with our Hollywood reporter producer Sean T.
Sorry, it's live.
Good morning, boys.
We are live, not like the other radio stations.
Who are?
Lies.
There you go.
They pre-record everything.
Okay, speaking of lies, let's talk about the internet today. So the Captain Marvel trailer is out. I am not watching it, so I don't know anything.
I will just give you a little clue onto that one.
No.
You ain't missing much.
Oh, okay.
What
all
do you
I
mean?
Know is that she punches a grandmother on the trailer. Yeah, so...
Really? Brie Larson?
Yeah, Captain Marvel. I don't know what it's about. I'm trying to stay away from everything Captain Marvel until the movie comes out. So that's...
You know why not? Because that's the villain disguised as a grandmother.
potentially?
I tell you what the problem with the trailer for me. Uh-huh. It doesn't look like a movie trailer. It looks like a trailer for a TV show.
Oh.
And that's what disappointed me with the trailer for Captain Marvel, because I waited so long to see something from Captain Marvel.
I believe it's set in the 80s, right?
Yeah.
So but even does it look that way?
Yeah.
I believe you should just trust Marvel.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, yeah, it's
still. What I mean?
Yeah, I do, but it's still doesn't.
They haven't let me down yet.
No, they won't let you down with Captain Marvel either.
That's right. Yeah. Speaking of which, Kylie Jenner.
Ah.
She just caused a huge uproar on Twitter because for the first time in her life, she's 21 years old, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's just tried milk and cereal.
Oh. Oh, wow.
For the first time in her life.
Oh, wow.
And everybody's going like, what do rich people eat nowadays?
Caviar and champagne for breakfast, didn't you know?
Right. That's crazy. Wait till she tries peanut butter and jelly.
Whoa! Ah,
that will blow her mind. That's it for your Hollywood Report.
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Good times. Greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.
1FM 91.3, it's Glenn and the Flying Dutchman with Andre as well as Sean. Just a reminder that come 9am, we continue with the Courts 1FM 91.3 Top 913 Greatest Hits of All Time. Song number 811 at 9am today.
Time for your life hack this morning. Now, we've all had a leg go numb or a foot go numb. It's quite normal. It happens quite often. But have you ever had an arm or a hand go numb? When you sit in an odd position.
Actually, yeah. Once I slept wrongly.
Yes.
And when I woke up,
yes,
I felt numb in my arm.
Okay, what did you do?
Nothing. I just looked at the ceiling for a while and just moved a little bit.
You really
I didn't even get up, you know. Yeah. And the blood flowed back to the arm and it felt okay.
It's the movement you made with your head looking at the ceiling? Probably.
No, lie. It's just me moving my body.
Because
right?
Usually if you have a numb arm or a numb hand, you've pinched a nerve in your neck. So basically all you need to do is rock your head from side to side and that will release your nerve and your numbness will disappear.
Okay.
So if you ever get a numb arm or a numb hand, chances are it's a pinched nerve in your neck. Just rock your head from side to side. That releases the pressure on the nerves in your neck and wakes up the arm. Very simple. That's your life hack for today.
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Good times. Greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.
Now, here's something we hope you'll really like.
1FM 91.3.
Good times. Greatest hits.
It's now my pleasure to introduce our next presenters.
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman.
What would you little maniacs like to do first?
All right, just a reminder, the Courts 1FM 91.3 Top 913 Greatest Hits of All Time continues at 9am today with song number 811. But right now, it's time for Brain Stimulation FD.
Okay.
75% of people say if someone does this on a date, it's a deal breaker. What
okay, I can only use what would be a deal breaker for me, and I find it probably the worst thing anyone can do at any time.
Mm-hmm.
Be rude to service staff.
I knew you were going to say that.
Can't stand it.
But that's not the answer I'm looking for. We have a $120 Asia Pacific Amateur Championships 2018 Ultimate Prize Pack to give away. Hit to our Facebook page, 1FM 91.3. Once again, 75% of people say if someone does this on a date, it's a deal breaker. What is it? Give it a shot right
now.
All
right, you could be a big winner this morning.
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Good times. Greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.
1FM 91.3. Good times. Greatest hits. Coming up at 9 a.m., we continue with the ultimate countdown. The biggest countdown in Singapore radio history. The Courts 1FM 91.3. Top 913 greatest hits of all time.
Now, we have got a $1,500 Courts voucher for those of you who would like to guess which song is going to be at number one.
That's simple. It's going to be what I told everybody what. Top of the World by the Carpenters. That is my prediction.
Wasn't that a different prediction yesterday?
No, same
prediction, huh?
Same. You're losing your mind.
I'm losing my mind, I think. Anyways, how you get in on this, because Glenn can't win the $1,500 anyway, because he works here, is very simple. It's an SMS. Greatest hits, your name and the last four digits of your IC, together with your guess. Send it to 97170913. On top of that $1,500 that we'll give away right at the end of the countdown, we give away a $100 Quartz voucher every day.
That's
so
right.
So you could be a winner this morning. Get your SMSs in right now.
So if you've made the guess, just stay by your phones, because we will call out to you.
Absolutely. So a lot of people think about a little bit of naughtiness with a celebrity. Let's not pretend we haven't. But there is a danger to this, because a lot of celebrities can now end up giving you a virus.
Oh.
And particularly, for some reason, if they come out of the UK.
Right.
A list has actually been published of celebrities that could give you a virus.
All right.
Can you believe it? They made it public. Craig David. Can you imagine? Craig David.
The singer?
The singer. Liam Payne. Adele. Ed Sheeran.
They're all singers.
Yep. Rita Ora. Lily Allen. Zayn Malik. These are the celebrities who could end up giving you a virus.
What kind of virus?
Exactly. It's a virus that will absolutely wreck your computer.
Okay.
People track these guys, right? You see a picture of Zayn Malik or something, you're clicking on it to see where it's going to go, right? They're saying, oh, new music. For example, Ed Sheeran, new music. You click on it. And these sites are now downloading viruses into your computer. Oh. These are the celebrities that you have got to stay away from, because they just destroy computers. And there was one the other day, apparently, that came out with Ed Sheeran that completely wrecked computers. You literally just threw your computer away after it. So as much as we're fans of these people,
I don't listen to any of those artists you just mentioned.
You've got to be very careful when you start tracking these people, because you could end up with a destroyed computer.
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Good times. Greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.
1FM 91.3. Good times. Greatest hits. All right. Billionaire Elon Musk said a few nights ago that the first private passenger who will take a trip around the moon aboard his SpaceX company's forthcoming Big Falcon rocket spaceship is going to be Japanese billionaire Yusaku Maezawa, the chief executive of ZOZO, which operates Japan's popular fashion shopping site, ZOZO Town.
Right, wow, amazing. So he's going up alone, or how is he doing this?
No. He says he wants to take as many people as possible with him. And he's choosing to go to the moon with some artists.
Oh, wow.
In Japan, I think some popular artists.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just hope that this rocket has drivers. Because everything Elon Musk does that's autonomous crashes.
But you know what? As Andre very rightly pointed out, all his rockets have
landed safely lately.
Yeah. Lately?
No, I mean the last few tests, the last they few landed tests. Fine.
Yeah. But would you go for this? I mean, if...
Yes!
A rocket base at this stage, no.
Maiden voyage.
I love my family.
Yes. Maiden voyage.
Yes.
FD would go. I said the same thing. I'm not going to take that chance.
Go yet. No, not yet.
Oh,
you're just a test rat now.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's the whole idea. It'd be brilliant. The excitement. Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, I'd do it.
Your liver.
This guy's daring.
Your liver would be in Russia. Your heart would be in Africa.
That's true. But still, it's just the excitement of being there.
Well, anyway, Elon Musk says the trip will take 4 or 5 days. And I was thinking, 4 or 5 days, maybe 6 days, maybe 3 days, maybe 5 minutes, maybe 25 seconds. You know? But another thing I was thinking about, right, this Japanese guy better not back out. Because if he backs out, Elon Musk is going to say some really nasty things about him on Twitter. That's for sure. If you know what I mean.
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Good times. Greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.
1FM 91.3. Good times. Greatest hits.
And it's time to have a little fun with
1FM.
Hashtag.
Hashtag.
Hashtag. Hashtag.
Hashtag. Let me see your war face.
Time for hashtag wars.
Producer Sean T, what's today's hashtag?
All right, boys, I hope the force is strong with you, because today's hashtag is things Darth Vader would never say.
Ah, my favorite. Darth Vader is my ultimate.
Lord Vader.
Okay, okay.
Sometimes
examples?
I feel like I am Lord Vader. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, sometimes it feels like that too.
Yeah, okay. Some examples of things so Darth Vader would never say are he is Batman, for example, or beam me up, Scotty. I find that very difficult.
Yeah. Okay, let's start with Andre, I think, this morning.
Okay, I think Vader would never say this. Is that an Ewok under my cape?
Or are you just happy to see me?
What is wrong with you guys today? They're children listening, you know?
Yeah, and they're going, yeah, it might be an Ewok because under the cape it's nice and warm.
Yeah.
Come on.
Glenn.
You're a filthy mind, Glenn. Here we go, Sean.
Speaking of which, things Darth Vader would never say, my lightsaber swings both ways.
There.
Like Darth Maul?
That's strike two.
Because it goes on both ends, you know? You can fight people that way.
Sorry, parents. Sorry.
Things Darth Vader would never say. It's not the size of the helmet, it's how you use it.
Oi! Strike three.
Okay. Go on, Glenn.
Looks I'm...
You're looks the like... redeemer, let's go.
Hashtag?
Things Darth Vader would never say.
I am your mother. See? Keeping it clean. And that would do it for Hashtag War.
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Good times. Greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.
Hit it. Who's next? Glenn and the Flying Dutchman.
Good times.
Greatest hits.
How wonderful.
1FM 91.3.
All right, just an hour to go before we continue with the countdown, the greatest countdown in the history of Singapore radio. The Quartz 1FM 91.3 top 913 greatest hits of all time, presented by Quartz. Song number 811 is coming up, and we are counting down all the way to the greatest hit of all time. That's number one.
Alrighty, if you want to get involved, it's an SMS. You can guess the song that hits number one. Just text greatest hits, your name, the last four digits of your IC, and your guest to 97170913. Do it right now.
Up for grabs, $1,500 Quartz voucher.
Whoa, nice.
And today we'll be calling out to someone as well who has guessed, alright? Yep. Who has guessed by SMSing. A $100 Quartz voucher.
Up for grabs too, so get those SMSs in.
Okay, 75% of people say if someone does this on a date, it's a deal breaker. What is it? Sean Tupaz.
Come in commando.
Oh, hello.
Oh.
That is incorrect.
Breezy, yeah?
Yeah, it keeps you cool.
That is wrong.
Oh, sorry.
Andre Hooden. 75% of people say if someone does this on a date, it's a deal breaker. What is it?
If she's dirty. You know, like if she just uncapped and she throws stuff around, like, you know, litter on the floor, on the table.
Yeah.
That is correct.
What?
Not the first part, but you mentioning litter.
Yes.
Litter is the answer.
Whoa.
Well done, Andre. Well 75% done. Of people say if someone does this on a date, it's a deal breaker. What is it? Litter.
Wow. Interesting. Now, on our Facebook page, we don't have anyone who says litter, but we have someone that came pretty close, in my books at least. Sharon Chang said untidiness or clutter.
Okay, that's good enough.
That's good enough. Congratulations, Sharon. You're our winner.
All right, you've won $120 Asia Pacific Amateur Championships 2018 Ultimate Prize Pack, which consists of a Masters Golf towel, a polo shirt, as well as a cap. Okay, so congratulations to you. For anyone who would like to be at the Amateur Championships, the Pacific Amateur Championships 2018, all you need to do is log on to aacgolf.com. The tournament happens from October the 4th to the 7th. Congratulations once again, Sharon.
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Good times. Greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.
1FM 91.3. It's Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. At 9 a.m, we continue with the Quartz 1FM 91.3 top 913 greatest hits of all time. Song 811. is coming up.
Alrighty. Andre, you had a very interesting story that you picked out.
I don't know whether it's interesting or scary at this point because, you know, I was in Penang a couple of months ago.
Right.
And I went to this massage place and I saw these little fish in the pool and you could put your feet in there.
Yeah,
and then You know, supposedly it was good and it cleans your dead skin stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I just read this story, right, about this girl who went to Thailand, did the same thing, and eventually got all her toes amputated.
What? What?
All her toes, you know, not just
one. Were the fish piranhas or what?
No. Yeah. The fish didn't bite her toes off.
Without the fish.
It got infected because it wasn't clean. You know, it probably wasn't sterile. And with the fish nibbling at your feet, it probably opened some wounds. And then the feet got infected and now all her toes are gone.
Oh.
So I just wanted to know.
I mean, how can it be? This sounds impossible.
I mean, you can check out the site. I can share it with you.
Which is why I mentioned the fish piranhas or what. Because these little fish are not supposed to bite you. They're sucker fish. So they're supposed to suck the dead skin cells off your feet.
Okay, I wanted to know.
Okay,
so I never tried.
How did all her toes get amputated? How did all her toes get infected?
It
started from one, and then eventually the rest got infected over the months. So eventually all gone. But I wanted to know if any of you guys have tried one of these fish spas, right? Toe spas, or whatever you call them.
Toe spas.
No, I haven't. That's for sure. No.
Not me. Not me.
I have in Thailand.
Oh, that's wow, like, yeah, do you still have your toes?
I do, but okay. I don't know. Well, I think it's just my experience. When I put my feet into the tank, it was really ticklish.
Yeah.
And then a few of the fish died. So I don't know what they're trying to say about my feet. But
so you were getting revenge for this girl.
Weirder story than yours.
Okay, so Glenn and FD?
No.
Not done it, right?
No,
want to do it, right?
So many opportunities, though, but I never did it. There was once I was in Cambodia, and they were out in the streets. Every one of these spas, right, put the tanks out, you know, in the street or just outside of their shops, and tourists were just sitting around these tanks with their feet in it, drinking beer and all that. Whoa. Very, very popular in Cambodia. Mm. But you know what? If I were to try this, it would have to be in Singapore because, I mean, I think it's the cleanest.
With the rules we have and stuff. Yeah.
But I haven't tried it.
Okay, so both of you not so keen on the fish nibbling at your feet.
Yeah.
What would you rather nibble at your feet?
Scarlett Johansson.
FD.
I don't mean people. Oh. I mean animals or something like that. Okay.
Scarlett Johansson in Leopard Prince?
Ew!
I give up.
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Good times. Greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.